Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, this next game is always the most important game just because it's a divisional game also. But just the rankings that we got going on, the standings where we at right now. We know the Steelers going to try to come in and raw dog us and kill us, but we're going to be ready for that challenge and we're going to be waiting for it.
Can you ride a little bit of this momentum? I mean,
we're going to see how it goes. At the end of the day, we still got to capitalize on it for game time, but other than that, we're going to try to get it as far as we can.
That's Ja'Marr Chase, one of, if not the best receivers in all of football, saying that the Steelers are going to come to town and try to raw dog them on Thursday night, Doran. Does he know what that means?
I think so.
I think he does. I think he meant it within that context.
I didn't know what he was. If he didn't mean it in that context, what was he trying to mean it by?
I think he did. I think he thinks the Steelers are coming to town without a raincoat, with no protection, and they're going to raw dog them.
Well, doesn't it feel similar either way?
No.
No. That's why it's called raw dog.
It's still the act of... All right,
it does not feel the same.
Oh, I know that, but...
No, you don't.
No, you
don't.
Clearly don't.
You clearly
I
don't.
I said similar.
No.
It's not. It's not the same at all.
Similar.
Our guy doesn't know.
No, he doesn't.
Our guy ain't been there.
Nope. That's what we're getting, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's what happens, long-term relationship, baby. All right, we have gone way off the reservation here. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So Ja'Marr Chase says the Steelers are coming to town to raw dog them. And that includes, of course, Jalen Ramsey, who I didn't think would play in either of these games. He played on Sunday and was outstanding. Mike Tomlin was thrilled that Ramsey played, albeit on a pitch count.
We did, but we certainly wanted to make sure that he could impact the game. I cannot say enough about Jalen Ramsey, guys. This guy plays outside corner. He plays nickel. He plays free safety. He is exactly what we hoped he would be, and certainly he was significant today.
So Tomlin delighted by Jalen Ramsey even participating in the game. So was Aaron Rodgers. And I think this is a nice time to have this conversation. They're newcomers. They've been great. Derek Carmen, first round pick. They have played good run defense since he's been in the lineup. They played bad run defense beforehand. It's not that simple, but he definitely helps. I think he's been really good. Jalen Ramsey, as advertised. Jalen Ramsey in game one, he ended any hopes that the Jets would have with that bone-crushing hit. He had two sacks in this game. Jonnu Smith probably hasn't been what you wanted, but they are, it seems, trying to branch out and find more creative ways to get him the ball. He had the end around yesterday, the Jets sweep. But DK Metcalf has been outstanding, and Aaron Rodgers is top 10 in touchdowns, and he's top 10 in passer rating. Kenneth Gainwell comes in a pinch and has 99 yards in the Vikings game, and he was part of the rotation yesterday with six carries. I thought he acquitted himself well. He's a piece of the passing game. Their additions have all, for the most part, John, who's kind of they've been really good.
I also didn't think that Darius Slay would be able to play this much either.
Good point.
Like, I thought he would be like almost pitch count or 50-50 with somebody. Obviously, Joey Porter Jr. has been hurt, so like he's had to play, but I didn't know that I thought he was going to look slow. Like, you remember how Patrick Peterson looked?
Patrick Peterson, game one against the 49ers, we all collectively as Steelers Nation went, oh no.
Right.
It's been the opposite with Slay.
Right.
And I forgot even to mention him, so good job by you. I'm distracted. The text line has exploded with Harry. People are saying, and I agree with this, that's a much worse admission to make on the air than me wearing my wife's underpants for
that
flight.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
My motto's always been no glove.
I don't want to hear the motto.
No love?
Correct. You got to be careful. I'm not married.
No glove, no love.
He's basically saying, he's like, oh, it's similar, acting like he knew, but he doesn't know. He has no idea.
Well, I've made mistakes in my life, so let's not say what are we doing?
He was trying to say, trying to make a point like he knew, and he doesn't know.
Crowley's head stuck into his lap. He's done.
When you garden without gloves, your hands are going to get dirty. It's going to feel different.
But dirt doesn't feel the
okay, Harry. 412-928-9370. I still think there's a ton of meat on the bone left. Oh, for Jonnu Smith, he has been underwhelming compared to the production that he provided for Miami last year. He was a Pro Bowl tight end with 900 receiving yards. Apart from that, every other guy for me that they brought in has exceeded expectations. DK Metcalf is top six in the NFL in touchdown receptions. He's a yards after catch menace. Aaron Rodgers is top 10 in two important statistical categories, touchdowns and passer rating. And if I had to guess, I think he'd probably be up there in completion percentage. So I'll go ahead and I'll dig that up for you. I think all these guys, he's 12th, idiot. All these guys have exceeded expectations. Am I wrong about that?
All of them.
412-928-9370. Melvin in Alabama wants to join the conversation. Melvin, I'm sorry you've been waiting for a long time. I just saw it now.
It's all good. Hey, how you doing tonight?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Oh, dang it. Melvin, call back. Call back, buddy. 412-928-9370. Oh, that's terrible. He's on there for 48 minutes. You can't. I can't. Caboli's texting me saying, I can't believe Harry just said that on the air.
Man. I can't believe Jamar Chase said that. What was he trying to get at?
He knows what's coming to town.
Yeah.
He knows. I feel better about the matchup today than I did going into the weekend. Like, I was terrified by the Flacco thing, and I do think he played better down the stretch. And they don't give up. They didn't last week. They didn't this week. Like, against Detroit, they played their best ball late. Now, some of that is, coverage dictated because, you're going to win the game. But that can help you get into a rhythm. I feel better about it because Ramsey played, and JPJ played well. And you need those guys to play well because it sounds like Trey Hendrickson's going to miss this game. So defensively, you should be able to have your way. Offensively, those receivers scare you.
Yeah.
But if you've got Ramsey and you've got JPJ playing at that level, you're going to feel better. 412-928-9370. If you want to talk about the Steelers newcomers, you can give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is 813. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance at 724-443-5610. I believe Mark Caboli is going to join the show next as well. We have to end this segment. We got to take a breather here.
Well, Melvin called back if you want to try him again.
We got to throw some cold water on Harry. First, we'll let Melvin talk. Hi, Melvin.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
Yes, okay. So, all right, guys, this is what I'm worried about. All right, we have to stop being stubborn at offensive coordinator. and head coach, I think this two tight end thing, with Aaron Rodgers playing the way he's playing, we should not be – I'm not – good touchdown by Connor Hayward, but we have to get a little bit more explosive. DK needs some help over there, and he's playing wonderful. Aaron's playing wonderful. But this toss right, toss left, we're looking a little better with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, but he's playing way too good to be running three tight ends. We need a number two receiver.
Melvin.
And that's the only thing – that I am worried about. Our offense cannot get stagnant. I think we're set. We're running the ball with one. We got Caleb looking a little bit better. Everything we need, Aaron Rodgers is doing. So we just have to get out. I mean, I'm all for blocking tight ends, but they're not going to do what Aaron's doing right now. He threw a dart to Connor Hayward. Put it away from the corner.
Yeah,
this guy's ready to ball.
I don't disagree with you on your Rodgers assessment, and thank you, Melvin, but ask yourself this. Is this not what the offense is supposed to look like?
Mm-hmm.
I like the jumbo thing. I do. 17 times they did it with Spencer Anderson. Also, your second leading receiver was Darnell Washington with 67 yards on three catches. So some big plays there from him. And yeah, they need another wide receiver, people say, but the guy that everyone got circled going into every game is DK Metcalf, and he has a touchdown in four straight games. And he's up at 100 yards the last 2 weeks. I think the offense is looking pretty good right now. And that's a great defense that they just beat. Say what you will about the Browns. I have. We will. But you can't really take much away from that defense. It's a great defense. And you put up 23, should have been 26. You score 26 points a game, you're top 10 in the NFL. 412-928-9370. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The big kaboom for the Pat McAfee Show. Steelers Insider joins us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's next?
It's time for Mark Caboli.
Holy moly!
Mark Caboli!
The Fan Morning Show keeps the sports talk rolling!
Oh yeah! Mark Caboli joining us 36 minutes early. He had nothing better to do, and we love him for that. Brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming. Oh man. So act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. I got a couple of questions for you guys. Just real quick, and we'll just go right back to the football. So, text, gardening without gloves is no time to work with a hoe. Agree?
Yeah. I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Agree or disagree? If you step in dog poop without shoes on, it feels different.
Agree.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Harry, stay out of it.
In between your toes.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 30,000 feet, Mark. What'd you think of the game?
You know what they say.
Biggest takeaway.
My biggest takeaway was no glove, no love. No. Well, you're talking about the football
game. Talking about the game, yeah.
Oh.
Steelers 23, Browns 9, so you can regain yourself.
Hey, take care of business. That's about all it was. Never was really in doubt, I don't think. You never felt like that they were in trouble. There was a handful of times that you felt like they were going to break it open. I think they were a little bit conservative early on in that game. They didn't want to give them maybe that little avenue to get into the game if you're getting a big turnover. Because the only way they were going to lose that game is if the Steelers gave it to them, turnovers.
Yes.
You know, pick sixes, stuff of that nature. So I think they were playing a little bit closer to the vest early. And the Browns stink.
Yeah.
Really bad. Offensive line-wise. Defense was still solid, but there's just something missing, and I think they're just waving the flag. And I said that earlier in the week. You don't trade your second-best corner 3 days before the game, then proceed to have him practice one day, then say, you see that big number four over
there?
You go cover him the entire game. Because you know what? I am Jim Schwartz, and I don't allow my corners to follow people around. I think the Browns, going to that point right now, is I think their big picture is let's try to have a winning team by 2029 by the time we get that dome open. I don't think they really care right now.
And get Deshaun Watson off the books.
Man, Deshaun Watson might end up starting.
I think so, too, at some point. I bet you by time that the Steelers play them again in December, or late December, I think it's, December 28th, I think Deshaun Watson will be active.
Yeah, I mean, Dillon Gabriel, he is what he is. I mean, if I saw...
He dropped back to throw 58 times yesterday, Mark.
And 52 of them he threw at the same exact spot, either the 5 yards across the middle, like I used to play, pick up football in the backyard. You know, my one route was 5 yards and turn around, or that little 7-yard out pattern. It was it. I mean, you can't win games, you can't move balls, you can't score points if you're going to be that predictable and that limited. And that's what they were. And he's lucky it wasn't a lot worse than that, because there were 3 or 4 passes that probably should have been picked.
Absolutely. A guy we probably haven't spent enough time on today is Patrick Queen. He played every single defensive snap.
He did. He played every single defensive snap since he's been here as a Pittsburgh Steeler, I think.
And he was elite, I thought, yesterday.
Definitely taken a step every week. He just keeps getting better and better and better. And we like to say Jalen Ramsey this, Darius Slay that, Herbig, all those outside linebackers. And that's true. They've had really good starts of the season. But I think one of the biggest differences has just been the play of Patrick Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from running, from making plays, from tackling, to calling out plays, to everything. I think he's been on top of his game, and he's continuing to get better. So everything seems to be working pretty well right now. I mean, how can you even say anything about Jalen Ramsey other than, wow.
Unbelievable. Just the fact that he came back as fast as he did.
You know what, Dorian? We saw him come up first day of training camp. It was just not even pads. And we're like, oh, my goodness, this dude's
looks different.
This dude's different. This dude's gold jacket, like Mike Tomlin would say. And he is not. He has lived up to that billing. And he's pretty stunning of just what he's been able to do. I think he likes it here because Tomlin, Austin, whoever, loves or allows him to play multiple positions. And I think that's what he's been looking for. You look at all he did basically in Jacksonville and L.A. was pretty much outside corner.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really playing any slot. He wasn't really playing safety. He was not blitzing a ton. So they're putting him in positions.
He's a great blitzer.
Yes.
He is a great blitzer.
Yes. I mean, and that's a...
that's a skill. People just think, oh, run it. No, that's a skill.
That's the Mike Hilton skill.
Yeah.
Talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Mike Hilton, Darrell Revis, and Rod Woodson on one.
Let me ask you this, Dorn. As a former player, you see a guy who's a gold jacket caliber player busting his hump for 10 days to come back to actually play in this game. What does that do for the mentality of these guys? This guy's doing it?
Right. Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier. That tells me that he thinks that this is a special season, and that there he has a lot of good pieces around him, and they can actually do something. That's what that tells me. He's like, no, I need to play in this game. I need to get back. Because if you're of that caliber, you're probably thinking like, all right, I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to rush an injury. I'm going to come back after the mini bye against Cincinnati. And then you know, there's a lot of season left. Like, no, he was in there probably 10 hours, 12 hours, 15, you know, 16 hours a day.
He practiced a little bit, I think, Wednesday. And I was sitting there waiting to talk to Roman Wilson, who was really close to his locker. And Tomlin came in and said, good day today. He goes, hit it hard again tomorrow. Then we'll see. I'm thinking, what are you talking about, man? He ain't going to play. At that point, by Wednesday, which was a little bit more than a week out from the injury, they already had a good inkling that he was going to play if he put together one more good practice, and he did.
Yeah, I was stunned. I was stunned when he practiced on Friday in full, and I was stunned that he played, and then he played at a high level. And I think the vibe, when people say, because I've declared them AFC North champions, we think they're going to win the division.
Yeah.
People say, oh, haven't you paid attention to what's happened? What happened last year?
Different team.
It's a totally different team, and it's a different vibe. Like, that right there, what you're talking about with him, and then Aaron Rodgers, it's just a totally different leadership structure in there. Yep. And by different, I mean they haven't. And they haven't for a long, long time.
And people love to say, oh, we need George Pickens. Yeah, you probably could use his talent right now, but if George, if it doesn't go correctly, it's what you're talking about. It can go sour real quickly and infect the entire locker
room. Sometimes guys need a change of scenery, and hey, he's not doing the stuff out there he was doing here, and he's playing a really high level of football. But just because it was happening there doesn't mean it would have gone the same way here. And I'm pretty content with the way they're doing stuff right now.
Do you think for a second that there's not a handful of people on this team is not happy with their playing time? But they're not going out there moaning and complaining.
Good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's a bunch of them.
They're deep in the secondary now with JPJ back. And all those guys deserve to play. Eccles has been good. Ramsey's not coming off the field. All those guys have been good. And You think about running back, you know, Gainwell could say, why am I not the starter? I had the best rushing performance of the season. Yeah, you think about tight ends, Freiermuth could bitch, moan, and complain. You're never going to get it from that guy.
Even to as low as degrees, Will Howard, like, what are you doing? I'm healthy. Why aren't you activating me? But, I mean, he's maybe a little different because he's a rookie, but there's a handful of them who's probably not happy with their playing time, but you're not going to hear him say anything. No way.
I want to get into the offensive line when we come back, and then I want to look around the NFL. Where do the Steelers fit in the NFL ecosystem? Just how good are they? How good can they be? How do they compare to some other teams in the AFC? That's all on the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark Caboli with us for the remainder of the show. He is brought to you by IC Light, rocking his awesome IC Light hat. I am now rocking the same hat because...
What do you have to steal my gimmick for?
It's a great hat. It is. It's a great hat, great and I beer. Love free stuff.
Great beer.
Great beer. Had about a dozen of them on Friday night at a wedding, in fact.
Once you hit that perfect temperature and they're like... Whoop. I had
what,
it with...
What is it like?
Whoop. Yeah, honestly, I was at the Arches on Friday and had a couple there. The wings and the beer, just them. It's like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Except better because it's wings and beer. Yeah,
it just goes together. But yeah. Sort of like Glove and Allison.
Stop it! Enough with that.
What about me?
Nothing. Just sidestep it. We played there coming back a montage of Myles Garrett, everything he did in the game yesterday. Nothing. He had two tackles. He didn't hit the quarterback. He was basically invisible after last year when the Steelers fell to the Browns in that snow game. He was talking mad junk about how he was the best pass rusher in the NFL. And look, he's a great player. He was a total no-show yesterday and then threw his teammates under the bus after the game, saying he's sick of losing the same way every time. Buddy, I don't doubt that that's frustrating. The defense has been mostly good for the Browns this year, and the offense is averaging 15 points a game. Yes, you are losing the same way, but you can't say it after you have zero impact on a game. You got to wait for you to bust out for 3.5 sacks and a forced fumble, and then your team loses because you would because you're the Browns. That's when you can throw your teammates under the bus. But we talked about this earlier, Mark. I really loved Arthur Smith's game plan.
Two in a row now.
I like the way he called the game, but... you got to give a lot of credit to young Broderick Jones. We're going to crush him when he doesn't play well. He didn't give up a sack. They didn't give up a sack. So how do you feel about the offensive line right now?
Getting better, like you were anticipating. I mean, Pat Myers takes a lot of criticism, and he has been, and it's been the same thing the last couple of years. It takes a little bit of time for those guys to get on the right page, and it seems like they're getting on the right page right now. I mean, Broderick Jones is now stacking, what? Three of the last four games.
Yep.
Very, very, played very well. But Myles Garrett was moving around. You got to give Fatanu some credit, too.
Sure.
And that defensive line is pretty stout. They were pushing around a little bit early in the game, but they were able to. I mean, I wonder how much it does help with the Anderson and the Darnell Washington as Fast well. Time. I mean, they're not going to go jumbo 20% Spencer Anderson all the time, you know. They're going to have to go back to more traditional offense.
You sure?
I think they're going to do it until a point where they feel really comfortable with Broderick. And I think that they're trending that way.
Yeah.
And then once you feel really comfortable with Broderick, then the offense will open up. I think it will open up even more because you could go traditional.
I find it funny that Miles is complaining about chipping and double teaming. Huh. I wonder who else had to do that. Running away from him. I wonder who else had. I mean, when you're making $40 million a year, guess what? You get attention. And plus... you're either getting, if you didn't like losing like this, when you put out your little
exactly
pen pal
right.
letter, maybe you should have went through with it.
Pen pal letter? Did you guys have pen pals growing up?
I think so, yeah.
I had one in Spain. We did it for our Spanish class. That's where that story ends. It's not an interesting one.
I had one in jail.
No.
Well, you have to elaborate on this one.
I had to write a pen pal to somebody in jail, and they were writing me back and forth. They were going back and forth.
Something tells me that might not be permitted nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different day and age back then, but I was writing guys. This West guy, I think his name was like, what was his name? Charles? Something?
That sounds like somebody would be in jail.
Last name Manson? I mean,
no. I think Stewart.
Hey, guys, we're going to have a pen pal. Let's send it to.
What's the logic behind that? Is like scared straight?
Not sure. I think it was just kind of like a random lottery type deal. And I was like, all right, well, you're going to write this person that's incarcerated.
This guy's from Leavenworth.
Yeah. How about that?
So we talk about the offense opening up. I'm just going to move beyond this. So the offense opening up, and Doran, you say when they feel better about their tackles and they're trending in the right direction, maybe then you stop seeing some of the jumbo package. We did see more shots down the field in this game. The updated time to throw for Rodgers, it's even more than I thought. 2.73 seconds. He was holding it back there a little bit, and he was getting protected. And average depth of target against Cleveland, 7.7 yards, which is the longest of the furthest A dot, as they call it, of the season. And we saw a sideline toss to DK Metcalf. We saw a pump fake touchdown to DK Metcalf. We saw the laughable attempt at a deep shot down the left sideline that Rodgers just, I don't even know what happened there. Sometimes that'll happen. They took their shots, and he stood back there, and it wasn't, they did a lot of the sideways stuff, but that's not all they did. And that's pretty much all they did against Minnesota and against New England. So we saw a little bit of an evolution there. When we come back, we're going to look around the NFL. Where do the Steelers fit in the AFC hierarchy? We'll do that when we come back. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Mark Caboli with us. We're going around the NFL. Colts hung on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 31-27, a back-and-forth affair. Jacoby Brissett running around like a chicken with his head cut off. The Bills, they play tonight. They're at 4-1. Indy at 5-1. They're the number one seed. If the season ended today, Mark, in the AFC, you're going to have to turn your microphone on, you big dummy.
I wasn't talking.
Oh. The Steelers, the number two seed right now in the AFC. Then it's Chargers, Jags, Broncos, Patriots. Outside looking in right now, the Kansas City Chiefs. That was the most Chiefs win ever.
No doubt.
Last night. They played arguably the best team in football, and they kind of waxed them. I think they're going to get super hot.
Yep.
How do we feel about the Steelers?
Well, first of all, you see the standings right there. It's a pretty defined line of demarcation between playoff and playoff teams. It's sort of separating.
Yes. Sort of. After Kansas City, everyone else is under 500, including your Baltimore Ravens at 1-5. Only one team has a worse record than the Baltimore Ravens, and it's the New York Jets. God, Rodgers, what are you doing, man? I'm sorry, that's how it works, right? They stink. It must be Aaron Rodgers' fault. Where do we put the Steelers among the AFC contenders right now?
Right where they're at.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me the only team in the AFC you think's playing better ball than the Steelers is the Indianapolis Colts?
And maybe. Just maybe they are. Like, I don't know for sure. I don't think for sure.
Yeah,
Not like there's like a huge gap where I'm like, oh, yeah, they are a lot better than Steelers. Like, maybe playing better or maybe not. Maybe it's even.
Colts have played a lot of home games, and they've played a lot of not very good teams. I mean, I guess you could say the same about not very good teams with the Steelers as well. But what I like about the Steelers compared to maybe years past is they got a different group of veterans. I think if you get into the playoffs, we'll greatly have a better chance of succeeding in the playoffs than prior runners.
Well, and I know the Steelers didn't light the world on fire offensively yesterday, and they didn't light the world on fire offensively early yesterday, but they did go down and get points on the first drive again, which is what they do now. It's a nice thing to see. We had not been accustomed to that. I know it wasn't a touchdown and they kind of got in their own way there, but you kick a field goal, you're up 3-0, then you're up 9-0, and it felt like it was 28-0 when it was 9-0, these Steelers. I am not crazy about the Chargers.
Nope.
They're 4-2. I would not pick them to win the division. I would pick either Denver or Kansas City to win the division over them. Not a great performance yesterday offensively by the Broncos, but that defense is nasty. That is it. Nick Bonino might be the defensive player of the year right now.
What did the Jets have? A negative 10 yards of net passing?
Yeah. Yep. That's like when you play a service academy in college. Like, you'll see that stat line from time to time. Like, I can't remember the last time I saw anything like that in the NFL. Negative passing yards? Some stupid Rodgers. I do think the Steelers are pretty good. Like, they dominated, I thought, both lines of scrimmage each of the last 2 weeks. And the win against the New England Patriots is aging really well. That's a pretty good Patriots team that you beat. And don't look now, the Steelers undefeated in the conference at 3-0. Now 1-0 in the division. Their only loss came to an NFC team. So they are positioned really well. And we've talked so long about them getting to 5-1 and what that would mean for them. I think Green Bay at home, you should be favored in that game if you take care of business against the Bengals. I think that's a game that they should win. And then you got Indianapolis at home. I'm just saying, I feel pretty good right now.
You're in the Chargers, who probably should have lost to the Dolphins. Dolphins that one up. But, you know, Buffalo's top of the list right there. They've played, what, four of their six games at home?
Every time you look up, the Bills are playing
at home. Right.
Their strength of schedule, by the way, 233. Now, Baltimore's 1-5, so it's gonna screw with things, but it's not like the Steelers didn't just play the Browns, who are now 1-4. The Steelers' strength of schedule is at 414. It will get harder, no question. But we talk about math. You take care of these games you're supposed to take care of, go beat Cincinnati on Thursday, and you set up a massive game, which, already calling it, number 8 against the Packers at home.
Yep.
He's going off.
Yep.
You think he has that type of personality?
I'm drinking all the Kool-Aid now, baby.
Yep.
He has that personality.
I feel good. I don't see anything to be negative about today, apart from, like, the field conditions.
Yeah, you don't even have the last 4 minutes of, like, the Vikings game to complain about. Field conditions, that's one thing, yeah.
But you know what, Mark? We talked about this at the end of last week. Like, were there 6 double-digit comebacks in the NFL last weekend? And the Steelers in Dublin, yeah, they let the Vikings hang around and then some, and it was tenuous. They still won the game, whereas 6 teams, they let it slip and lost the game last weekend. A win is a win is a win. 55 minutes, they dominated the Vikings. And for 60 minutes, they dominated a bad Cleveland team. They did what they were supposed to do. All right. Coming up next, do you, Mr. Cabali?
Yes.
He didn't even let me finish.
You're probably going to ask me something about, I don't know. You'll find something to complain about. You're Adam Crowley.
I don't think there's much to complain about.
No, there is, really isn't much.
Fryermuth usage? Why am I supposed to care about that?
What were you going to ask?
Because, first of all, the Fryermuth usage is going to switch over. I mean, it's not going to be like this all game.
Right.
All year, so I'm not worried about that.
I was going to ask you about the Ravens.
So I was wrong.
Another hour of Mark. Scintillating hour mark coming your way. You give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 68 today, low of 50, partly cloudy on a victory Monday. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.